News release. Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. It's farmers market, fair, and festival season in Michigan, and that means a lot of food entrepreneurs are outselling their goods, from ready-to-eat meals and fresh baked goods to specialty processed foods like hot sauces, salsas, jams, pickles, and more. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development reminds consumers to assure the foods they purchase are from a business that is licensed and inspected by MDARD or a local health department, or one selling food items made in a home kitchen under Michigan's cottage food law. Purchasing local foods directly from farmers and specialty food processors at fairs, festivals, farmers markets, and even online can help support local businesses. That face-to-face interaction is special and helps connect the dots to where our food comes from, said Tim Slavinsky, director of MDARD's Bureau of Food Safety and Animal Health. However, buyers need to use caution and make sure the foods they are purchasing, other than fresh produce, come from either a licensed and inspected business or meet the requirements of Michigan's cottage food law. Below are some general rules to follow. Fresh produce grown on a producer's own farm can be sold without a license. Look for produce that is fresh, not wilting, and free from excess soil. Refrigerate produce as soon as possible and wash it before storing in your refrigerator and before eating. Cottage foods, which include low-risk products that do not require time and temperature control for safety, like baked goods, jams, and most jellies, can be produced in Michigan without the requirement of licensure or inspection. Cottage food product list. Ready-to-eat hot or cold foods like full meals, pasta salads, sour cream-based dips, hot dogs or corn dogs, ice cream, etc., must be prepared in a licensed kitchen and the foods must be kept out of the danger zone between 40 degrees Fahrenheit and 140 degrees Fahrenheit, where germs can readily grow, to keep the food safe. Raw meats must come from a licensed and inspected processor and must be kept refrigerated or frozen at all times. Selling raw milk or raw milk products is illegal in Michigan. The exception is raw milk cheeses produced in a licensed and inspected facility and properly aged. Here are some things you should look for when purchasing foods. Does the firm have a license displayed? If not, ask to see their food license. Check the name on the license and the date to make sure it is current. Is the vending area, tent, booth, mobile food truck, etc., generally clean? This includes personal hygiene of the people serving and selling the food. Are they wearing gloves when handling the food? Do they have access to a hand washing station? Do they have a way to keep cold foods cold and hot foods hot? If the answer to any of these questions is no, use your best judgment before making a purchase. Are packaged foods properly labeled? Labels should include a statement of identity, the product's net weight, the manufacturer's address, and an ingredient list, including any allergens. Cottage foods are required to be individually packaged and labels must also include the statement, made in a home kitchen that has not been inspected by the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Are hot foods being kept hot? Are cold foods being held under refrigeration or being kept frozen? You can ask the vendor to check the temperature before making a purchase. You also need to make sure to handle the foods properly if you are not eating the food immediately or not going straight home. Bring a cooler with plenty of ice with you when doing your shopping and refrigerate the food as soon as possible. Be very wary of buying food items through online marketplaces. If the seller or business is not known to you, ask to see a copy of the food license. Following these tips will help keep your food purchases safe while you support local businesses and enjoy the great products grown and processed in Michigan. For more food safety tips and information, visit www.michigan.gov/foodsafety.